W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A suspect is under arrest, accused of starting the biggest wildfire so far this year in California. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
And it is particularly maddening that this particular fire was caused by an individual.
Ronnie Stott accused of pushing a burning car into a gully and then walking away. Two top leaders of the Sinaloa drug cartel were extradited to the U.S. Ismael Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez are now in federal custody. Security's high ahead of the Olympics opening ceremony as tensions from the Mideast spill into France.
Facing international outcry over the war in Gaza, Israel accusing Iran of trying to intimidate Israel's Olympic team. They claim 15 athletes received death threats by email and phone, with imagery echoing the horrific 1972 attack at the Munich Games.
That's ABC's James Longman at the Foreign Desk. Stocks closed mixed today. This is ABC News. A record 9.7 million tickets have been sold for the Paris Olympic Games. A couple of major streaming services have teamed on a new bundle.
While the new bundle might not have dragons from Game of Thrones fighting Disney characters and chefs from The Bear, it'll now be a little cheaper to watch content from the companies that give us those shows. The Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max bundle officially launched Thursday, revealing the price for the combo is $17 a month with ads, $30 a month ad-free. That's a savings of about 35 to 38%. Until now, the media companies have been hesitant to team up with competitors on bundles, but they hope joining forces will increase subscribers and stop subscribers from canceling. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Meta's oversight board is calling for an update to deepfake policies. They say the company failed to take down an AI-generated inmate image of an Indian public figure that violated policies until the board got involved. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau? La Crosse or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the first poll here since President Biden dropped out. The Emerson poll has Trump and Harris deadlocked at 47% in a head-to-head matchup. Emerson finds Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde 49-43. Wisconsin is investing in its rural agricultural roads. James Kelly reports.
The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for rural road projects across the state.
That's James Kelly reporting. The spending will support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping Wisconsin's agricultural industries by boosting infrastructure critical to moving products, crops, and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Concern for Christian Yelich. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled back to beat the Cubs 3-2 at Wrigley Field to win the series in Chicago. So for the season, the Brewers and Pat Murphy had an overall record of 8-5 against the Cubs and manager Craig Counsell. But the team placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day injury list while he seeks medical advice for his sore back, he may end up with season-ending surgery. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, like I said, you know, losing Christian's huge. Could be devastating, but this team hasn't been devastated by much. You know, I really appreciate that. I'm grateful that you have a group Again, I keep saying this. This game's about people.
The Brewers return home. They open a 3-game series against the Marlins tomorrow night. And the team has signed Jaden Fielder to a minor league deal. The 19-year-old infielder from Florida is the son of Prince Fielder. NFL talks between the Packers and the agents for Jordan Love continue. Meanwhile, tomorrow morning is the Packers' first training camp practice in pads, open to the public at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, clear skies and light winds. Sunrise temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. On Friday, sunshine, but look for that haze to continue thanks to wildfire smoke. Highs will reach the upper 70s, close to 80 degrees. Currently 62 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, happy, what is it, Thursday? Holy cow, the week is sliding by faster and faster. How do authoritarians like Trump, Orban, and Putin take down a free press? And by the way, Donald Trump just got step one in the permission structure. I think my headline may not even convey the urgency of how freaked out we should be. I'll share that with you in just a moment. Also, Project 2025 calls for the imprisonment of its enemies. Who is that? And the economy grows at 2.8%. We'll talk about those things in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on Ukraine and live from Ukraine. And by the way, another Russian fell out of a window. How many is that now? And Wisdom School alert, why humanity has a deep and ancient connection to water. In the third hour of our program, it's being reported that Trump told his nephew to let his disabled son die in 2020. Trump in the White House told his nephew to let his disabled son die. You know, the Nazis had this idea. First, they killed over 230,000 disabled people, gassing most of them to death with carbon monoxide in portable trucks, just going door to door, you know, hey, picking up the disabled people. Whew. It's just incredible. Anyhow, and I got a little news summary here for you, just some amazing stuff happening in the world. But I want to start out with what I think is, you know, should have us all have our hair on fire. And like I said, reconsidering. Anyway, Donald Trump took the first step yesterday to extinguishing the free and independent press in America. He has a multimillion-dollar lawsuit against George Stephanopoulos and ABC News. Because when Stephanopoulos interviewed Nancy Mace, the Republican MAGA woman, when he interviewed her, he said, quote, let me find the exact quote. He asked her if, he said, how can you continue to support Donald Trump when he has, quote, been found liable for rape, end quote. Now, just keep in mind, the judge in the case, this is the E. Jean Carroll case, the judge in the case, Lewis Kaplan, wrote, quote, the jury's finding that Mr. Trump sexually abused Ms. Carroll implicitly determined that he forcibly penetrated her digitally. In other words, that Mr. Trump did, in fact, rape Ms. Carroll, as that term commonly is used and understood in contexts outside of New York penal law. Now, he wasn't convicted of rape specifically because New York law defines that as sex organs. You know, you have to use your penis. You can't use your fingers. But this, and I'm getting way too graphic here. I'll stop right now. I'm sorry. So they just, you know, they charged him with sexual abuse. But this is nuts. This is nuts. So anyhow, the judge said that he raped her. And so George Stephanopoulos asked Nancy Mace, you know, he's been found liable for rape, which is accurate, I believe. And Trump sues both Stephanopoulos and ABC for millions and millions of dollars. And now he's found this judge down in Florida, a right-wing judge, who's a George W. Bush appointee, who said, this case can go forward. And so, you know, Trump is crowing about it over on his Nazi-infested social media site, you know, bragging that, you know, he's going forward with this. Well, this is nothing new. Shutting down the press with libel lawsuits is absolutely nothing new. This is how Putin shut down the press in Russia when he took power on December 31st, 1999. He changed the nation's libel laws and then began suing independent press outlets. This is how Viktor Orban took over the press in Hungary. He changed the libel laws and sued all these independent groups. In fact, Orban came to when Republicans went to Budapest to celebrate Viktor Orban. He spoke at the CPAC conference, and he said, "Have your own media. It's the only way to point out the insanity of the progressive left." He says, of course, the GOP has media allies, but they can't compete with the mainstream liberal media. My friend Tucker Carlson is the only one who puts himself out there. His show is the most popular. What does it mean? It means programs like his should be broadcast day and night, or as you say, 24/7. So this is, this is what's going on here. This is what Trump said on Truth Social yesterday. He said, "A big win today in high Florida court case against ABC fake news and little George Slopidopoulos. A powerful case. Before you know it, the fake news media will be forced by the courts to start telling the truth. This is a great day for our country. MAGA 2024. Now, he's been threatening this for a long time. Back in 2016, he said, "One of the things I'm going to do if I win, and I hope we do, we're certainly leading, I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws." In 2017, when he was president, at a meeting in the White House with Justin Trudeau, he said, "It's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write." In 3 months later, he, in a cabinet meeting, he was reading from prepared notes, and he said, "We need to take a strong look at our country's libel laws, which are a sham and a disgrace. Our current libel laws do not represent American values or American fairness, so we're going to take a strong look at that. We want fairness. You can't say the things that are false, knowingly false, and be able to smile as money pours into your bank account. I think that what the American people want to see is fairness." And so now, after 7 years of pushing this, Donald Trump finally has found a federal judge who agrees with him. And this is a real problem. Excuse me, because George Stephanopoulos pointed out I'm not sure if he was federal or state judge, but what Judge Lewis Kaplan said, he was essentially just quoting the judge. And Trump is going after him for millions of dollars. If Trump is successful, they will be coming after not just reporters, not just commentators, and not just radio and TV hosts. They'll be coming after bloggers. They'll be coming after social media participants. They'll be coming after Substack writers. They will be coming after news organizations in America, which probably should have been the opening paragraph of my article. But this is a big deal. They're coming for us, the Republicans. Or at least Donald Trump. And if this guy becomes president, I mean, you know, it's, by the way, it's not just Russia and Hungary that do this. Right now, the same strategy, using libel laws to shut down newspapers you don't like, which, by the way, is what John Adams tried to do in 1798. And Jefferson reversed when he became president in March of 1800. But anyhow, this strategy is currently in place and being used right now by strongman dictators or leaders in Turkey, Egypt, Thailand, Philippines, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, China, Iran, Belarus, Eritrea, Cuba, and Vietnam, among others. This is not an unusual or uncommon thing. They are coming for the press. Time to wake up and pay attention, huh? This is serious stuff. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. We got an incredible summary of what's going on in the world here. Stay tuned. It's going to be interesting.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. It's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
They say the truth will set you free, but shadows fall where light should be. From Moscow to Budapest and D.C., the free press fights, but now they're on their knees. Echoes of freedom silenced by fear. Dictators rise when no one's here. Words of dissent now disappear. Goodbye, free press, your end is near. Goodbye, free press, we mourn the sound.
21 minutes past the hour, welcome back. So just a collection of fascinating news stories here for you. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, yesterday testified before Congress that, here's his exact quote. With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it was a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear. In other words, it might have been something other than a bullet that hit Trump's ear, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, a bullet whizzing by could have done a whole lot more damage. Well, who knows? Who knows? So, you know, I've had people call up and say, well, maybe it wasn't a bullet, and I've kind of poo-pooed that. But apparently the FBI director is uncertain also, which may account for why we're getting no medical reports from Trump, because he's out there going, I took a bullet for democracy. Yeah, right. Amazing. Did you catch Joe Biden's speech last night? I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It was, Sean said she had tears in her eyes. This was a senior statesman doing what real patriots do. I mean, it is so hard for people to give up power when they have it, particularly virtually absolute power. I mean, you could argue even that the President of the United States now has something very close to absolute power, given that the Supreme Court said that he can even break the law. So I thought that was amazing. J.D. Vance, he wrote the foreword. You know, the Republicans are all dancing around this, trying to pretend that they're not down with Project 2025. Trump said the other day, I don't know anything about Project 2025, and I don't want to know anything about it. Well, it turns out that Kevin Roberts, the guy who said that this will be a bloodless revolution if the left allows it. He wrote a new book. It's going to be out this fall. It's titled Dawn's Early Light, Taking Back Washington to Save America. The proceeds go to the Heritage Foundation. And guess who wrote the foreword to it? Yeah, J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, on Newsmax, he told host Rob Schmidt, he said, there's some great ideas, good ideas in Project 2025. All right. So much for Trump, huh? Meanwhile, J.D. Vance is facing the most embarrassing fact-checking of his life. This is really strange. This guy named Rick Rude's Cavs on X, on Twitter, tweeted on July 15th, which is just like last week, and I quote, can't say for sure, but he might be the first vice president pick to have admitted in a New York Times bestseller to effing an inside-out latex glove shoved between two couch cushions. And then there's this little parenthesis that says Vance Hillbilly Elegy, pages 179 to 181. Now, Vance never wrote that, right? The guy just tweeted this, and he's just some random guy. But the tweet got like a million retweets. Kathy Griffin came out and did a little riff on it. Right? She said, we don't want a couch bleeper as VP, right? And that has led both Snopes and the Associated Press to write fact checks saying, no, Vance never did that to a couch. I mean, it's like just some rant. Now, you know, on the one hand, it's kind of funny. On the other hand, it's kind of alarming that some, you know, rando on X can, you know, say something in a way that looks credible, and suddenly you've got the Vice President of the United States having to deny it, or at least people on, you know, Snopes and the Associated Press on his behalf. And now it gets even weirder. The Associated Press today took down their fact check. So they're no longer denying that Vance did that to a couch. So, yeah, the show's been a little pornographic today. What can I say? All right. And meanwhile, a Jewish couple, Liz and Gabe Rulin Ram, wanted to adopt a child. And so they live in Tennessee, and they found a three-year-old child in Florida that they wanted to adopt, and everything was all set to go. And so they went to a state-funded foster care placement agency and said, here's the kid, here's us, you know, filled out all the forms and everything. And the agency sent them a letter saying, we only provide adoption services to prospective adoptive families that share our belief system. In other words, you're Jewish, you can't adopt. They are suing the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. They say this violates the state constitution's equal protection and religious freedom guarantees. The problem that they're facing is that Project 2025 would allow this. And 10 states already have laws on the books, including Tennessee, that allows this. And that's where it gets really, I mean, the Project 2025 envisions upholding a biblically based social science reinforced definition of marriage and family, which doesn't include Jewish couples, apparently. And as I said, this is already law in 10 states. This is the world that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance want to bring us, where a Jewish couple can't adopt because the state-funded Christian adoption agency says, we only deal with Christians, even though we take your tax dollars. Yeah, this family paid tax dollars to support this agency. It's crazy. And now on top of that, Project 2025 is calling for the imprisonment of conservatism's enemies. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Phillies home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A suspect is under arrest accused of starting the biggest wildfire so far this year in California. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
And it is particularly maddening that this particular fire was caused by an individual.
Ronnie Stott accused of pushing a burning car into a gully and then walking away. Two top leaders of the Sinaloa drug cartel were extradited to the U.S. Ismael Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez are now in federal custody. Security's high ahead of the Olympics opening ceremony as tensions from the Mideast spill into France.
Facing international outcry over the war in Gaza, Israel accusing Iran of trying to intimidate Israel's Olympic team. They claim 15 athletes received death threats by email and phone, with imagery echoing the horrific 1972 attack at the Munich Games.
That's ABC's James Longman at the Foreign Desk. Stocks closed mixed today. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll take several weeks to fix an oil refinery near Chicago damaged by a tornado last week. In the meantime, fuel is being shipped north from the Gulf of Mexico. Gas prices should stay high in southeast Wisconsin in the meantime. A rare honor for a Wisconsin trailblazer. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new statue of Elle Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Right now, there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is Saturday at 5.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another season of horrible television is in the books after the Kardashians' season 5 finale. In riveting fashion, they all learn their biological ages, with O.J. Simpson's daughter Chloe learning that despite being 39, a TV quack doctor hired to protect the brand informed the least popular sister her biological age is actually 28. Whatever the hell that means. Other Kardashians who fared well were Mom Kris, who found out she's actually 6 years younger than her actual age of 68. Kim Kardashian's real age is 43, but her biological age is 34. No word on what any of their plastic surgery ages are. In other news from the season finale, Kim Kardashian joked that after watching The Crown, she can totally rule a country, saying she's learned so much from a TV show. She felt the same way about boating after watching Gilligan's Island. Kardashian says she's excited to enter the actress phase of her career, seeming to forget she did a few very low-budget independent films years ago that launched her career. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Clear skies and light winds. Sunrise temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. On Friday, sunshine, but look for that haze to continue thanks to wildfire smoke. Highs will reach the upper 70s, close to 80 degrees. It's 60 at our studios.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong. with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. A great end of the week show. It is John Roach, columnist and Renaissance man, along with Peter Rapine. Week in Review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nervous slash. Corporations unleashed in a greedy dash. If Trump wins, the rules will change. A world reborn, but also strange. Privatize the safety net, shred it to the core. If Trump wins, it's a new world war.
Welcome back. So Project 2025, you know, the outline for the Trump presidency says, the next conservative president must make the institutions of American civil society hard targets for woke culture warriors. Hard targets means, you know, putting people in prison. And in fact, they are calling for pornography to be outlawed. Now, that statement in and of itself seems a little innocuous. Yes, I mean, pornography is ubiquitous. You can pick up, you know, magazines at the 7-Eleven and you can go online and watch pretty hardcore porn for free. And, you know, frankly, I think there should be a triple X domain that is age limited, that you have to have a credit card, for example, to get into. But that's a whole separate argument. But that's not what they're talking about. What they're saying is that anybody who promotes homosexuality or what they call transgender ideology is promoting pornography. And they say that people who produce or distribute anything that literally even mentions a gay person, you know, the movie Brokeback Mountain, or just, you know, a TV show that has a gay character in it, an openly gay character in it, that's pornography. And they are saying that the people who produce and distribute it should be imprisoned, that teachers and public librarians who purvey it, in other words, you know, a Judy Blume book with a gay character in it, that teacher should go to prison. The librarian who keeps it in her or his library should go to jail. But they go out to say educators and public librarians who purvey it should be classed as registered sex offenders. I'm reading from Project 2025 here. And telecommunications and technology firms that facilitate its spread should be shuttered. That's incredible. They want to throw teachers in prison. They went after one of the books that's been banned is Art Spiegelman's Mouse, because there's a naked rat in it in a bathtub. I mean, you can't even see genitals or anything. There's the book Family that has a drawing of two men holding hands in it has been banned. Any mention of reproductive health, sex education, that's considered pornography by these people. They note Judy Blume would be handcuffed and jailed. This is not in Project 2025. This is in a piece about it over at Daily Kos. Homosexuality, any movie that acknowledges the existence of transgenderism or homosexuality would see its entire staff and the staff of the distributing corporation charged as criminals, registered as sex offenders, and their offices closed. These people are deadly serious about what they're up to. We need to take it seriously. Picking up your calls here, Arthur in Chicago. Hey, Arthur, what's up?
Good morning, Tom, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I look at TV and I look at the highlights. I would never look at a Trump speech in its entirety. It just amazes me that this man, in his arrogance, has the unmitigated gall to step onto a stage and call someone else crook and a liar.
Yeah, he's his new nickname, in addition to mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name, which is his way of slurring her, he's also calling her lying. Yes. Lying, he calls her lying Kamala, like camel.
Yeah,
really, it's Kamala.
Whatever,
like
Kama. Well, the mispronunciation, that's, it's just nonsense. As most everything comes out of his mouth is nonsense, but it just amazes me that he this old nasty, disgusting felon, this rapist, and we know that's just the tip of the iceberg, Eugene Carroll. Yeah. I don't know what happened with the rest of them. Maybe they got intimidated and got death threats, or they got paid off. I don't know. I mean, there was no problem with Epstein going to jail and everybody coming forward to. And I'm not making an excuse for him. He's where he deserves to be. There was no problem with many decades later, Mr. Bill Cosby, one of the greatest comedians and people that we've produced, you know, but you made a mistake and justice was served.
Yep.
Why hasn't justice been served with this man? I'm going to leave that for people to ponder. As far as him getting shot, whatever nicked his ear, I am so sick of this narration of him taking a bullet for democracy, taking a bullet for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tell that to Gabby Giffords.
Anything. You know who took a bullet? Yes, Gabby Giffords. That's who took who's taking a bullet. You know who took a bullet? That poor fireman, that poor man, that fireman,
yeah,
who now has a widow and two beautiful, wonderful daughters. I can deal with him being a Trumpster. It's no big deal. People are going to follow who they want to follow. That's who took a bullet, and the others, they got shot. Yeah. One last thing real quick so we can move on. Yes, Kamala Harris, and I get this from a gentleman named Richard Chu, who I listen to it between 6 and 8 Central Time here in Chicago on CPT, WCPT. Kamala Harris is a DEI recipient, but DEI stands for definitely earned it.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, you could argue that every woman in America who has a job is a DEI hire. I mean, that's, you know, by the definitions of the Republican Party. They just don't want women in the workplace. They don't want women holding power.
They don't want women. They don't want women anything because their fragile little male egos, along with their possibly little penises, can't handle it.
Yeah, they want women in the kitchen and the bedroom, and that's
it. Their egos
are so big. Yep. No,
yeah, and it's
you.
Like, pass it on, Tom.
Will do, Arthur. Will do. Thanks a lot for the call. Right. Definitely earned it. I love it. Thank you. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm really, you had a guest on earlier this week that spoke of Zigzag, the billionaire ruling class.
It's a right-wing Christian group made up of millionaire and billionaire right-wingers. Yeah.
Right. And that is a concern because they said they don't care about our democracy. They want what they want. And then there's the group Trump's Project 2025. He says he knows nothing about it. He was practicing this Project 2025 in his previous term in office.
That's right, and he bragged in his previous term of office that he had put into place over 63% of the Heritage Foundation's suggestions for him. Go ahead.
And he didn't have the grouping, the F classification to work with, so it kind of slowed him down what he could do. But once he has that, if he's in office, then he's free to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Then also we have Seven Mountains, the Pentecostal group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between religion and the billionaire ruling class and our government being taken over by Trump's Project 2025, if we don't vote blue, we are in a world of trouble.
Yep.
And the Seven Mountains Pentecostal group, the religion, I mean, Paula White is Trump's spiritual advisor. She's part of that religion. Mike Johnson, is it any wonder he was brought as Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
He's a Seven Mountains person.
Yep.
So we've got religion, money, and the government being misused, ruling our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the brave new world that they want to bring America to.
Well, we've got to vote blue. We've got to vote Democrat and hold this back because, really, I mean, are we very far from Ezekiel 7 in the Bible about if you're not spiritual enough, you know, and you don't have this mark, which I would argue is the red MAGA hat. Are we coming to that?
Yeah.
And so we're really spiraling into something very ugly and dangerous. And if we don't vote blue and don't vote Democrat, we're in a world of trouble.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I agree with you, Diane. Thank you very much. It is very troubling. And Donald Trump did put Schedule F into place. It was in October of 2020, so it was three, 4 months before he had to leave office. And so he wasn't able to implement it. And Joe Biden reversed it with his own executive order. But that's how easy it is. It doesn't require Congress. It's just an executive order from the president.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cube.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. In Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability in your gut than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic at Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. Go now, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM. That's T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com.
Sworn to uphold the law, they took the stand. With promises made, they shook our hands. In the name of justice, their word was sworn. But behind closed doors, a clue was born. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent. Twisting precedents with dark intent. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup. They turned our laws.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. RJ in Greenville, Michigan. Hey, RJ, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I've been an avid studier of history my whole life. And one thing that I have gotten from it is that every authoritarian regime in history has used force to control its public in order to stay in power. And I just find it very hard to believe that any organization that has been planning the complete destruction of our democracy would not have an organized plan to violently control any public dissent, not just our leaders. So my question is, what is this plan? Does it involve our armed forces, private mercenary groups, Russia?
Well,
are the big data companies involved?
You know, there's a hard way to do it, and there's a soft way to do it. And the hard way to do it is what you're talking about, RJ. You know, the police show up at your house and haul you off. And some of these regimes are doing this. I mean, in Hungary, Viktor Orban had a guy arrested for calling him a dictator on Facebook. But the soft way is the way that Trump is promoting and that a lot of countries use. And that is, if you speak out, you are accused of libel or slander, you are sued, you go to court, and they basically take away everything you own. They take away your home, they take away your savings, they throw you into such serious debt that you end up homeless and destitute, and it's the end of your life. And when that happens to a couple thousand or a couple 10,000 people, everybody just shuts up and goes along. And that's what you see in all these other countries. That's what you see in Hungary right now. It's what you see in Russia right now. It's what you see in, it's growing in India. It's what you see in Turkey. It's what you see in Belarus. It's, you know, although in Belarus they also use the hard, you know, they'll also shoot you. But that soft strategy, which is what Trump advanced literally to, you know, yesterday, when he won that, or you know, when the judge said yes, we'll allow this case to advance, his lawsuit against George Stephanopoulos, that's the first step on that road.
I understand, but I guess my question is that with this country's long history of democracy and freedom of speech, how long will it be before the people actually say enough is enough? And at that point, wouldn't there be an actual violent attempt to quell a an insurrection that would be absolutely justified.
Yeah, well, that's what it leads to ultimately. I mean, that's what you saw in Belarus a couple of years ago when people showed up in the streets.
Right. What concerns me the most, Tom, is that there are so many militant, especially religious groups, fundamentalist groups, that have been literally arming and training themselves.
Yep.
And literally, these people are literally poised to become the SS of today.
Well, or the brown shirts. You know, the brown shirts was a volunteer force. The black shirts for Mussolini.
I think we already have that. I mean,
they're not
every
yet organized as one giant kind of semi-official organization. But I think that if Trump becomes president, they will be. RJ, I got to move along, but I share your concerns. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening to 1680 AM there in Greenville, Michigan. Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning.
Excuse me.
Well, when you were highlighting some of Kamala's Kamala Harris's points, I think probably the biggest voting bloc that she would appeal to would, of course, be women. And do you remember the old Periods for Pence campaign?
I do. Let me just recap it very quickly for people listening who don't know what we're talking about. When Pence was governor of Indiana and he wanted basically to monitor the menstrual periods of women to look for women who were getting abortions, women started tweeting at him when their periods started. Yeah. And it was all over Facebook, too. There was a Periods for Pence group. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's revive that with a different clientele. For instance, the Heritage Foundation, RNC, the Supreme Court, and the Federalist Society, who put all these right-wing justices in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and once VP Harris is the declared nominee of the Democratic Party. Yep, start it then and just keep going and crescendo it right up until the election.
I think you have to focus on one person, and that the ideal person would be J.D. Vance, because he has actually called for, and this is my article yesterday on HartmanReport.com, he's actually called for basically the menstrual period police. You know, he signed a letter along with Ted Cruz and eight other Republican senators to HHS, to Secretary Becerra, demanding that they eliminate the rule that says that the police cannot go to your doctor's office and demand your menstrual period records, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, seriously, I'm not, you know, you can read the whole thing over at HartmanReport.com, and there's a link to all the news articles about it. So, you know, the Periods for Pence thing, Periods for Vance, it doesn't have quite the onomatopoeia or whatever that's called. But yeah, Alan, I got to run. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, the two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to Cook Unity.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates. Crudy will continue burning bridges and will air your grievances only on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh And Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign,
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.